Hey, it's Greener Grass Podcast. We are your hosts, Carrie Wee and Kelly McVeigh, now part of the Digigen Network. How's it going, guys? Hope you're having an amazing week. If you would love to become part of the Greener Grass family, please opt into our newsletter. We send out a newsletter once a month talking about us and our guests and what's going on. And yeah, we'd love to have you. All right, guys, let's get started. Here's your weekly roundup. Dude, how are you?
I'm good. It's spring break week here.
Yes.
It feels like my life should be calmer, and it is, because I don't have to like get in the car and get the kids from school, but I still feel crazy. I also have two modes where I'm like 190% or I'm
zero. Yeah.
Zero, and I'm 190. I've been super motivated this week, which creates more work. Because I like reach out to a bunch of people and I'm doing the whatever. And so I'm a busy bee, but the sun is shining here in Ohio. And there's a little bird's nest in our wreath on the front porch, and it's spring.
Are you starting to thaw?
Yes.
Okay.
Thaw. Did you say thaw out?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Thaw. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been outside today, but it looks pretty like it. It could be Ohio fooling me. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like it's warmer, but I bet it looks 55.
So Easter's like that time I remember in Ohio. I had a dream about Granville last night, by the way. It was insane.
That's so funny.
If it would get cold after Easter, my whole hope in the world would just go away.
Yeah. You were like, you felt excited and happy, and then done.
Yeah, and then like betrayed.
Mother's going to be here on Sunday. I'm going to look it up. Do you have any like major Easter plans?
Well, Kelly, the story of my last couple weeks is only one note, and it's that Bean cannot stop catching these freaking germs from other children. Mm-hmm. This week, she's not in school, and so we've been going to the park. It's outside. Outside. Okay, that was very high pitched.
And she's like,
she's starting to cough a little bit. I'm like, we were literally.
You see what happened?
Outside, running around at a park. You would think
the
chances would be so small, but no, this little petri dish here.
Well, listen, you know what I think? I think they go through this space and then their immune systems like build up so much that then they're like rockets until, I mean, and then summer happens and then they go back and they catch all the stuff and they're all sick for a little while. So she's just building up that immune.
I mean, it's just one of these things where it's like,
twist a little bit.
Because what happens is my work usually is the one that has to get canceled or moved around, which is the way it should be, because I am that person. Like, if I had a job like yours, we would have to have family around. There's no other way, right? Because if you have a job, there's only like, you can't just do that. So, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's really affecting me. But
well, and I think when you're taking care of a little person that is sick, they're way more needy. So even if you're trying to get something done really quick, it's super hard because they're sick.
Yeah. So luckily there is silver linings. I have not been catching whatever she's catching. Neither has Asa. I do have ridiculous allergies right now, but you know, it's spring. Spring has sprung.
So are you, is she excited to go back to school?
No. Hey, let's ask her. Bean, are you excited to go back to school after spring break? Look, the silence. The dead silence.
No.
Why? Why are you not excited to go back to preschool?
Because I don't want to go.
Why? Tell Mama. It's the listening and the learning.
Listen, Bean's a smart girl, and she's like, listen, this adulting as a 4-year-old where you have to like go and you have to listen and you have to like do all the things. Like, I'm not in for it yet. Like, I need a couple more years before I'm willing to start going into the whole everyday thing. I'm not there.
I mean, like, she does have a pretty sweet life with me, so, and I think she knows it. She does know it. This little bean knows it. So, okay, so spring break means a couple things for you. Also for us, she's got no ballet this week. You have got no dance this week.
No school.
You just replaced it with your own getting other things done.
Yeah, I do have to say that everyone thinks I'm always so, so busy. I create a lot of that. And so I haven't had kids Tuesday, Wednesday night. And I only left to go to the gym. And other than that, I've just been like home, working, binge watching TV while I work. Like, I literally probably worked until 10 o'clock the last two nights, but I like to do that. Like, it makes me happy to sit and binge watch shows and like work. I'm crazy.
Well, you know, Kel, I've been a little bit, you know, I have my own business. So I get to the place sometimes, not very often, where I'm kind of stuck on which direction I need to go in. Like, I'm at this point where I want to create a couple new products, but I just don't know where I want to put my energy. And I'm kind of like frozen/stuck.
Is this in the realm of like your online aerials?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I want to create, there's like, I did like a brainstorm and there's like five things I want to create. Any one thing that I do, it's going to take a good amount of time, energy, all the things. And I can't decide which direction I want to go in. Therefore, I'm kind of like stuck and frozen and not doing anything in a way. Like, I stare at the computer a little bit. So I'm a little bit hating that right now.
And I think that you tell me, I could be totally wrong about this. You're a creative. And I think sometimes creatives, like, one, you're processing which thing you want to do, but also it takes a minute to get in because you know what it's going to like totally engulf you in like all ways. And so it's like, once I pick the project, there's so much.
Yeah.
And like, when you dive into it, it's just going to, you're going to fall into the hole of whatever the project is.
Yeah. I think I'm a little bit emotionally not ready for that too. Cause like, I've got a bunch of products on my website right now and they're done. You know, like, part of me is like, why am I being so too much? Like, am I overachieving right now? Do I need to do this? Of course, the answer is usually you got to keep creating. So the answer is yes, I'm going to do something. But yeah, I feel weird in that space because I also feel like I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
It's like... I don't know. I'm like you, Kelly. We attract each other. Like, I don't know what to do if I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. She's like on and off, sniffly sick, and I'm kind of stuck on my projects right now. But at the same time, the overall is really good, you know?
So does she have on headphones because she can hear me?
No, she can't hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, is the Easter Bunny – does the Easter Bunny come to your house?
Okay, we haven't gotten there yet on that fictional character.
Okay, I just wondered.
Yeah.
It's kind of – you know what I mean? Like, I think I've told this story a few times on the podcast. Maybe not. You can stop me. But Kenzie was the one, yes, that believed in all things forever.
Yes.
And when she found the letter from Santa, and I was like, well, listen, told her the deal. And then she left, and then she came back in and she was like, the Easter Bunny too? And I was like, yep, Easter Bunny too. And she was way too old to be asking me these questions. But I just wondered what you're getting away with over there.
I kind of like am waiting for the ask versus offering.
Stop. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah. And listen, I got to be honest, and everyone's out there is going to be like, Kelly's an Easter hater.
By the way, she's yelling at Siri right now.
That's so funny. I can't hear her at all.
No, she's like, oh, Siri. yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Easter hater. Go ahead.
So here's the thing. My kids somehow like don't eat a ton of candy. I'm not saying never. They do. That would be whatever. But I feel like I dump out the Halloween candy because it's Christmas and now they have stockings. And then I put all the stocking candy in this big basket. And then Easter comes and I dump out all the stocking candy and then they get Easter baskets. And so like, I'm just over it. And I didn't go all out with their baskets this year. I mean, listen, if you're listening to me and you're one of my children, your Easter basket's amazing. But listen, I just didn't. I was like, I'm not going to buy a bunch of junk. I got them each a few things in a basket, meaning like three things, and then got them each a stuffed animal because Emerson and Mason still like that kind of stuff. But like, what's the point? It's just a bunch of junk.
Wait, okay, so you can't let your kids listen to this episode if they really believe. Do they think it's coming from you, or do they think it's coming from the Easter Bunny?
Well, they're 12 and 13. I think they know the real deal. Like, they know it's from me.
Okay.
They're not going to listen anyway, but sometimes they'll ask to listen, but it's because they've heard me talk about a specific thing, or they hear me talking to my dad saying that we had so and so on, and they'll say, like, when I'm driving home from school, can we listen to that? Whatever. But they're not going to listen to us talk about the weekly roundup.
Okay. So they know it's from you.
I'm not your buddy.
Yeah.
She just told Siri, I'm not your buddy.
And I'm not your butler.
Oh, you're not her butler.
And just stop it. I'm not your sister or brother.
Oh, okay. All right. If you want to talk to Siri, why don't you go talk to Siri over there by your table?
No,
Yeah, you have to be on top of me. Okay. So,
Siri, stop.
Yeah, we haven't really done all that yet. You know, I try to avoid it as long as possible. And
another great reason to keep her home from school this week. I mean, last week, whenever. I'm joking, kind of.
I mean, you know, it's like this whole thing with sugar and junk food with kids.
What?
You know what kind of changed my mind? Like, what? And I wasn't really there anyway, like, oh, no sugar, whatever. Remember when we were talking to Rob Kelly and we were talking about what we would choose to eat for lunch at school when we were in teenagers?
Yeah.
And I think to myself,
chase me.
What is the point in having like a hard line and being really disciplined if my kid is going to turn into a teenager and make those, you know, it's like, might as well just be a little bit cool. Like, not even a little bit cool. Just like, what is it? Just moderation is the key.
Yeah, listen, I am a big fan and I 100%. It's so interesting because my kids are allowed to have chips, candy, pop if they wanted. My kids don't like the taste of pop because they don't like bubbles. So they only drink water. And that is purely because I think sometimes if you're like, you cannot have
yes,
this.
Yes, 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 yes.
Absolutely not. Then it makes it more intriguing. And then they're like, well, why can't I? And I want to and whatever. But they don't drink pop because they could if they wanted and it's an option and they've tasted it when they were little and they don't like it and they don't drink pop. I think the same thing with candy. That basket is in the closet with all of their Christmas candy in it. They could go in there if they wanted and get something out of it. They're not going to get their hand slapped. It's because it's not something they're not allowed to have or it's not whatever that they don't care.
She's having her own conversation right here. She just won't do it like away from the mic, so I have to edit.
I know. Listen, she makes your life harder.
Yeah.
That's why you send me messages and you're like, the podcast edit was so easy because it's just me and
yeah.
the house.
There's no like ambient background chatter happening that I have to get rid of. Yeah, I just like I think about it.
You are not
and it's like I don't want to create this whole dramatic thing where
play your own game
there's going to be a rebellion against a certain food. Like, I just want to have a diverse amount of foods, lots of different colors in front of her. I made her – breakfast, we do a really good breakfast around here because it's not hard to do. Like, she has so many things. She's got scrambled eggs. She's got toast with jam. She's got a cup of yogurt because I want to get those probiotics in her. She's got, like, a really – and the fruit here is amazing. So she's got a cup of berries and, like, fresh squeezed orange juice. It's like an epic breakfast.
That's insane. Do you do that on the days that she goes to school super early?
No, she doesn't want to eat breakfast before she goes to school. Something about her belly. So on the days she goes to school, but she hasn't been going to school very long. So, like, this is this is most of the days, but, like, it's easy to do. And I just eat whatever she's not eaten. And, like, she's got this colorful, nutritious breakfast, and she's excited for it. You know?
Yeah.
You know what? She wants a little Trader Joe's, like, those mini ice cream cones right after. Okay. It's, like, literally a bite of ice cream. So, yeah, we're living well over here on that.
I like it. I want to come over now more than ever for the breakfast. Like, I, you know, when Jeff's home, sometimes he likes to make breakfast up. I think I just don't. I mean, we literally leave my house at 6:20 in the morning. So,
oh no, this will not be happening. I mean, this is on a day where, like, we, like, chill out in the bed and play with our devices, and then, I have a podcast with Kelly, so we get up and eat breakfast right before that, and,
B-E-R-D.
Yeah, so we're chilling. So I still do the thing where, like, I refuse to prepare / cook 3 meals a day, so we go out for lunch and have, like, our really wonderful. I mean, that's why she doesn't care to go to preschool. We've got a good thing going on, you know?
I totally 100% get it. I do. Okay, so look, this is a big question, but you tell me, because every place is different and I always felt annoyed by this. But do you have to, like, do you pay monthly? Like, because she hasn't been there for 2 weeks, do you have to still pay?
Or it, like,
spot? Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's $4.75 a month.
Yeah.
That's for 3 days a week, half days. So
that's crazy.
Half and half.
Yeah.
And she's going to this school, number one, because we really like the teacher, but then also because it was the most affordable version. Anything else would have been $7.50 to $1,200 a month for part-time preschool.
Punished.
Crazy.
I mean, I at this point have completely let my brain completely disassociate with the fact that we're paying for it and she's not going. I'm like, it can't be linked in my mind. I have to just pay the tuition and then roll with it, because if not, I'll just be mad all the time.
Yeah, I totally get that. Yeah, I think I went through a phase where there was one job that I had. Like, let's say I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I had Thursday and Friday off or something. But I couldn't just pay for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
So the Thursday and Friday I was paying for, but they didn't go because I was home and I wanted them to be home with me. And I just felt mad about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And your kids don't go to public school right now, do they? Do they?
Yes.
Oh, they're in public. They're not at St. Francis anymore.
Nope. Emerson and Mason go to public.
Yeah. So it's going to be different in the fall because she's going to be in transitional kindergarten, TK.
Yeah.
Which in California is public. So this – the other reason why it's not
– oh,
my God. This editing. I'm just – she's just going to be on the track with me. It's fine. You know, it's only going to be till May and it's April. It's literally two more months. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Dance ends also at the same time. So I think
does she have a recital?
She does not. They do not do a recital for the 3 and 4 year olds.
Okay. I like it. Look, it's an intro.
Or my other cousins.
Are you talking to Siri?
Yes.
Full conversation. There's also an app called Tom the Cat. And you talk to the cat and it repeats back to you what you say.
Oh, okay, I love that.
So she can talk to Tom and Angela, his girlfriend. Yep.
I bet you honestly Where's have. I bet her growing up, it's totally different totally than different. Emerson. And Emerson and Nathan are only 12 and 13.
Yeah, it's only children. They can talk to Siri and they can talk to their apps. It's an interesting world. Yeah. So in the summertime, she has expressed the interest in doing gymnastics and karate.
Okay.
So because there's no dance, I'm not going to do a dance camp, but we might to pick up like a kinder gym gymnastics.
Yeah, I think that's good. Change it up a little bit.
Switch it up, see if she really...
the nipples out of your pants again.
Nipples. She works the word nipple in a lot. Whether That's it's in so context funny. Or not.
From her nursing days?
Yeah, or something. She's like, Mommy, I got baby nipples, and you've got mama nipples. I'm like, you don't have to remind me.
Pitch the nipple out your butt in your skirts.
Yeah. So, so we're going to switch it up over the summertime. We've got a trip to Delaware coming up.
That's exciting. When are you going to Delaware?
We still have to figure it out, but I'm pretty sure April.
Can you please don't let me listen.
Again, won't be in school. Don't let but me you know what? Yeah. You can't hold on to these things too tightly.
No,
because
let it go. You gotta let it go.
Let it go right out the window.
Let it go.
Yep. Let it go. Let it
you
go.
You gotta just let sing it the go song
right now.
Yeah, just sing the song in my mind 24/7.
Yeah, right now, let go.
You know what? Later on, Kelly, when she's older, I'm not going to have any regrets but about this time. It's going to be fine.
I want it 1,000,000%. You know, when people would get upset about things, I'm like, FYI, your little child, there will be a time you'll go and lay on their bed and they'll be like, why are you, what? What do you need? And you're like, I just wanted to come lay and see what you were doing. And they're like, okay, well, I'm doing nothing. Like, I'm good. And you're like, okay. Like, they move forward. They become their own little people and they don't want to be attached.
And then at that point, I'm just going to cry my eyes out. So
it's real. It happens. Like, there's no way around it. I feel like out of all of my four, Emerson is the most snuggly, lovey. And there's times I go in and lay in her room and she just looks up and she's like, yeah, what do you need? And I'm like, just coming to check on you, see what you're doing.
Is this why some people just keep on having babies? Not you. Maybe. Not anymore.
No, I have no desire. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I even said Emerson's going to be 14, but literally time, the older they get, it just goes faster. And I know it sounds silly because she's just turning 14, but in a year and a half, she'll have her permit. And in 2 years, she'll have her license. And it's like, sometimes I complain.
Did
so
you
much
say mitt as in permit?
Her permit.
Do people say mitt?
I thought I said permit, but maybe
I was like, did you just slang that?
I meant permit. But I think, you know, pretty soon she'll be driving. And I'll be like, let's run to Target together. I heard you need to go to Target. And she'll be like, I'm just going to go to Target by myself. Like, they will be driving. And once they're driving, it's just gone.
There's going to be a day where Bean does not want to sit straight up on top of me when I'm recording a podcast. And we're going to be crying about it. So
it really will happen. I promise. You'll probably even say like, hey, Bean, do you want to come in? Because Kelly and I are recording some famous person. I'm just going to put that out in the world. And
Steven Spielberg like, oh. even.
Yeah, you never know. And she'll be like, no, I got things to do.
I've got things to do. I'm busy. That's like Steven can.
Loud.
Yeah.
Can just wait. I don't need to be there. So also spring break.
Call mommy.
Signifies the middle of the semester, which is weird to me because I think we just started the year, but I'm wrong about that.
I don't want you anymore, so go away and go in the water plants and swish them.
Yeah. Yeah, how you feeling about that, Kel?
Have you?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's just Time go do you, don't you feel like time goes faster?
Yeah, increasingly. And
it's
also
like a broken robot.
It just like yeah, it was the
can
beginning of
call,
2024. And now we're a quarter in and I'm confused about it.
Yeah,
it's you know, for sure. 100%.
All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in to hear what's going on this week. If you'd like to become part of the Greener Grass family, please opt into our newsletter. We send out emails once a month talking about us and our guests. We would love to have you and grow this community. If you'd please honor us with a 5-star rating and review, we would appreciate it so much. We love you guys. We want to hear from you guys. Please contact us on Instagram at Grand Rev Creative. And if you'd like to check out the Expecting Aerialist Motherhood Prenatal Postpartum, or if you just want to hear the sound of my voice, it's there for you. All right, guys, it's in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you guys next time. Over and out. This is Greener Grass.